it was right for the government to adopt a policy of giving priority to rail transport development. It still is. There is no question about that. We do not see the need to change it in the foreseeable future. After more than 30 years' development, the rail network has become the backbone of the city's transport system. The projects envisaged in the new strategy are expected to be completed in 12 years. How will buses, minibuses, taxis operating around rail lines cooperate with each other? How should they fulfill their respective functions so that Hong Kong's public transport services will be better and more efficient? A new strategic framework serving as concrete guidance and a basis for discussion is needed. This is a task the government ought to tackle. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by William Tung, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.